The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at CMPL Summer 2016 Newsletter. Reading is for everyone. Exercise your mind. Read. Summer Contest. This year, many libraries in Michigan have chosen a sports theme to go with their summer reading programs, and the Macomb Library for the Blind is jumping right along with them. Our summer reading contest will begin on June 20th, the first day of summer, and will end on August 31st, with the winners to be notified in early September. In keeping with the theme, exercise your mind by reading a book on a new subject category or by an author that you have not read before. The subject category can be a new genre, such as science fiction, fantasy, western, or a nonfiction category, such as biography, economics, history, or travel. The media tells us that learning something new helps our brain power, so you can use this opportunity to give it a try. Call the library anytime starting June 20th to order your book. Then, call the library anytime before August 31st when you have finished the book. Tell us the title of the book and we will enter your name in a drawing for a $50 Visa gift card. Two lucky names will be drawn. All ages are welcome to participate and only one entry per person. Good luck! Visions 2016 in Ann Arbor on May 11th. Every other year, our Washtenaw County counterpart, the Washtenaw Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled, hosts a free event, Visions 2016. The event is held in the Morris Lawrence Building at the Washtenaw Community College in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Visions 2016 will feature over 35 exhibitors with products and services aimed at people who are blind or have low vision. Presentations are offered each hour. Refreshments are for sale, and parking is free. The hours for the Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, September through May only, 1 to 6 p.m. You can contact the Library for the Blind by phone 586-286-1580 or toll-free 855-203-5274. Our website, www.cmpl.org/MLBPH. New audio magazines. Did you know the library offers some magazine titles on digital audio cartridge? In addition to the magazines we have offered for years, the National Library Service has recently added some new titles, including AARP, O, the Oprah Magazine, Rolling Stone, Audubon, Cowboys and Indians, Humpty Dumpty, Missouri Conservationist, National Geographic Traveler, Oklahoma Today, Playboy, Seventeen, Smithsonian, Southern Living, and Vital Speeches of the Day. All of our magazines are also available to download on the Bard Braille and Audio Reading Download Site website. On Bard, patrons with a computer and internet access can download their own audiobooks, Braille books, or magazines. If you would like to know more about Bard or to find out what magazine titles are available on audio, please call us at 586-286-1580 or toll-free at 855-203-5274. Vision Network Group to meet in summer. Our Vision Network group will meet on the 2nd and 4th Tuesdays of June, July, and August from 10 a.m. until noon. The group includes people who are blind or who have low vision and gives them an opportunity to share concerns, experiences, and solutions to vision issues. Meetings are often featuring a presenter, but other meetings offer open discussion on various topics in an informal atmosphere. For more information, please call the library at 586-286-1580 or toll free at 855-203-5274. Below are the exact meeting dates and our address. June 14th and 28th, July 12th and 26th, August 9th and 23rd. We meet at the Clinton Macomb Public Library, 40900 Romeo Plank Road, Clinton Township, Michigan, 48038. Sharon's Corner. Many of us lament the loss of sitting in our favorite chair to crack open a new hardcover book and lose ourselves in the mystery, the story, or the poem. But many of us also experience the excitement of sitting in that same favorite chair and plugging in the latest digital cartridge that we received from the library to lose ourselves in the same mystery, story, or poem. It is great to know that we have several options and devices available to read and appreciate audiobooks. First, we are all familiar with the digital talking book player provided by the library. We can also choose how we want to obtain the audiobooks. We can get books on a digital cartridge, we can download the book directly from the internet, or we can download the book to a thumb drive. Besides the player we receive from the library, we can use other devices such as the Victor Reader Stream, the Kindle, or any of the Apple devices to read a book. Yes, we say read even though we are listening to the book. All of the devices mentioned here can use the Bard program to download and install an audiobook that then becomes part of our own library. These books are free of cost to us. Most public libraries have the option of lending books through the internet for a specific period of time. These books are also free of charge. We can also download books from commercial sources such as Amazon, Audible, or Barnes & Noble, for example. When deciding which device to use, we have to consider when and where we will be reading a book. All of these devices can be used with a headset to provide privacy and less disturbance to the people around us. For those with low vision, a book also can be read using a screen that uses settings to enlarge the size of the letters on the screen, as well as changing the color on the screen to make it easier to read. All of these devices have the ability to read the book out loud. If we'd like to read at home, we can choose a device that is larger and perhaps more stationary. A small device, such as the Victor Reader or any of the Apple or Android devices, are more streamlined and portable. So, do your homework, make a choice, and enjoy that mystery, that story, or that poem. Online comic book store for visually impaired readers. The following article has been reprinted from the National Library Services Talking Book Topics, November-December 2015 issue. ComicsEmpower.com provides an online bookstore and a blog about comic books specifically designed for readers with visual impairments. Comic books available from the site are translated into audio form with pages, panels, and texts described in ways that do not break the rhythm of the story. The site offers the free publication, The First Timer's Ultimate Guide to Comics, and features a comic book series with blind superhero Aurora. Computer and device tutoring. Many technological breakthroughs have made computers and handheld devices more accessible for people with vision issues. Whether you are a beginner or familiar with computers but need some tutoring on software products such as ZoomText or JAWS, consider calling us to get up a tutoring session at our library. Apple products such as iPhones, iPads, and iPod Touch include voiceover technology, which we can also show you how to use. Tutoring lessons last 1 hour and in some cases can be handled by phone if you aren't able to get to the library. Lessons are given on an individual basis, so instruction is tailored to your specific needs. Please call us for more information or to register. Our number is 586-286-1580 or toll-free 855-203-5274. Schedule a device demonstration at the library. You can now schedule an appointment for a personalized demonstration of devices that may make life just a bit easier if you have vision issues. Devices demonstrated include items with sound and high contrast visual feedback, telephones, magnifiers, items for labeling medication, reading and writing tools, and more. This demonstration gives you an opportunity to learn about and try devices without the pressure of having to purchase anything. We do not sell any products. Some items may be borrowed for a short term. This free program is sponsored by the Michigan Disability Rights Coalition. Call the library at 586-286-1580 or toll-free at 855-203-5274 to make an appointment.
Not receiving books? Here are a few tips. If you are not receiving a good supply of books, nor getting the types of books you like, here are a few tips that may provide a solution to these situations. Tip number one, always call our library so we can look at your record to give you an answer. Tip number two, patrons may need to increase the number of books they are getting at a time. If you find yourself finishing books at a fast rate, perhaps you need us to send you a greater quantity of books so you don't run out. Tip number three, patrons may need to add more authors to their favorite author list or add more subjects to their subject list. If patrons have a limited number of authors or subjects, it is quite possible they have listened to everything we have on their list. Refreshing the list with new names and subjects may help. Tip number four, if you have temporarily stopped your book service, please remember to call us when it is time to resume. Tip number five, audiobooks are sent out based on the patron profile of favorite authors and subjects. If you are receiving books that you are not enjoying, it is possible that a subject on your profile needs to be updated or eliminated. A good suggestion is to call the library and let us know one or two titles of a book or books you did not like. We can look at your record and modify it based on how those books were categorized. By the way, did you know that we can now choose to exclude a particular reader on your record? If there is a reader or narrator whose voice you find difficult to understand, you can call us with the title of the book and we can track the name of the reader and exclude books by that reader on your record. These are just a few ways to help you with your library service. First and foremost, remember to give us a call. Our number is 586-286-1580 or toll free 855-203-5274. Library closings. The library will be closed on the following dates: May 28 through 30, July 4, and September 4 through 5. Reader recommendations. Rita Taylor recommends the following three books for your summer reading: See Me by Nicholas Sparks, Trying to Turn Over a New Leaf and Leave His Violent Past Behind, Colin Hancock Doesn't Have Time for a Relationship, That changes when he meets Maria Sanchez, a successful lawyer who is running from her own dark history. Unrated 2015. Rita has listened to this book 3 times and enjoyed it more each time. Good plot, well written, and it has a happy ending. See Me by Nicholas Sparks, DB82717. The Melody Lingers On by Mary Higgins Clark. Young widowed interior designer Lane Harmon's latest job involves a condo for the wife of Parker Bennett, who disappeared after allegedly swindling billions. But as Lane gets closer to her client and the Bennett's son, Eric, who are determined to prove Parker's innocence, she puts herself in danger. Some Violence, bestseller, 2015. Rita comments that this book will keep your interest, waiting to find out what happens next. It is a fast-moving, easy-listening book. The Melody Lingers On by Mary Higgins Clark, DB82696. Last of the Great Scouts by Zane Grey and Helen Cody Wetmore. An account of the adventurous life of Buffalo Bill Cody as narrated by the sister of the legendary Western figure. Traces his childhood in rural Iowa through his years as a mule driver on the Kansas Plains, Pony Express rider, Indian fighter, and performer in the world-famous Wild West show. Rita says the history in this book is unbelievable as it shows what Bill went through during his lifetime. Well written. Last of the Great Scouts by Zane Grey and Helen Cody Wetmore, DB49361. Susan Perry recommends the following 3 books. Super Survivors, The Surprising Link Between Suffering and Success by David B. Feldman. Psychologist Feldman and journalist Kravitz profile individuals who suffered various tragedies and went on to achieve phenomenal success. Includes the story of Alan Locke, who lost his sight to macular degeneration at the age of 23, but later succeeded in rowing across the Atlantic Ocean. 2014. Susan liked this book because it gives hints on how to become a super survivor, how to be an ordinary person who does extraordinary things. Super Survivors by David B. Feldman, DB79673. Give and Take, A Revolutionary Approach to Success by Adam M. Grant. Business professor discusses the benefits and disadvantages of the personality traits of giver versus matcher versus taker. Examines how these 3 types build and use networks, how to identify which personality type you and others are, and provides strategies for optimizing your skill sets. 2013. Susan says this is a good book that discusses how to be successful in business and in everyday life. Give and Take by Adam M. Grant, DB79375. Dylan, The Biography by Dennis McDougall. Award-winning entertainment journalist deconstructs the life of the iconic folk singer who, despite a dark period in his career, he believes is the undisputed poet laureate of our time. He interviewed the musician's family, friends, handlers, and fans about the man born Robert Zimmerman in 1941, northern Minnesota. Strong Language, 2014. Susan comments that this book reminds readers of the 1960s and what people went through during that time. Dylan, The Biography by Dennis McDougall, DB79354. Melda Street recommends A Big Little Life, A Memoir of a Joyful Dog by Dean R. Koontz. Recalls ways that Trixie, a 3-year-old golden retriever and former service dog for Canine Companions for Independence, inspired the lives of best-selling novelist Dean Koontz and his wife Gerda. Details fond and poignant memories of Trixie's short but full life. 2009. Melda says for anyone who likes pets, this is a heartwarming book. A lovely story. A Big Little Life by Dean R. Koontz, DB70393. Alice Radcliffe recommends the following two books. The Great Bridge, The Epic Story of the Building of the Brooklyn Bridge by David G. McCullough. Saga of a Monumental Engineering Feat, Construction of a Suspension Bridge Spanning New York's East River. Among the themes discussed are structural concept, technology involved, late 19th century politics, builders' heroism, and the bridge's impact on ordinary citizens. 1972. Alice rates this as a spellbinding story. The Great Bridge by David G. McCullough, DB58715. Other Voices, Other Rooms by Truman Capote. Semi-autobiographical coming-of-age novel. After his mother's death, 13-year-old Joel Knox goes to live with his invalid father in a dilapidated rural southern mansion. He meets his morose stepmother, her eccentric cousin, and a little girl who offers him the love and approval he seeks. 2004 Introduction by John Berendt. 1948. Alice says this book takes you back in time and is heartwarming. DB61680. Join our book discussion group. Looking for a social way to discuss books without leaving your home? Our library has a monthly book discussion group by phone. If you would like to join the lively and interesting conversation, just give us a call at 586-286-1580 and we can provide you with the details. New members are always welcome. Thank you to our public library partners. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped would like to thank the public libraries of Macomb County for agreeing to house a brochure display that advertises our specific library services to people with visual, physical, or reading issues. In February, 24 libraries received an acrylic tabletop display unit that holds our brochures, application forms, and newsletters or event flyers. It is our hope that more eligible persons will learn about the services we can offer to those who cannot read standard print or hold a book. Several of the libraries also requested an additional holder for their local senior center. So now, even more people can learn about us. Our best ad campaign, of course, is you. If you enjoy our library service and know of someone who could benefit, please have them give us a call. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped does not endorse any services or websites outside of its own library that may be referred to in this newsletter. Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is a public service of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners. This ends the Summer 2016 Reading is for Everyone newsletter. Please remember to return your cartridge to us when you are done so that we may reuse it. Thank you.